Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2603. Choose Your Status Game Wisely by Nick Majuli of dollarsanddata.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where every day I read and offer commentary on some of the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. So with that, let's get right to our next article as we optimize your life. Choose Your Status Game Wisely by Nick Majuli of dollarsanddata.com. When I was a kid, I didn't really understand status. I didn't understand why some people would grant more social value to others based on their wealth, fame, or talents. I grew up in the middle class, and everyone I knew was in the middle class, or close to it, as well. Therefore, the only time I saw status was on television. Musicians, athletes, actors, and actresses. You were either a celebrity or a normal person, and there was nothing in between. In high school, I furthered my ignorance by becoming anti-status. I grew my hair long and started playing electric guitar. It was heavy metal or bust, and I didn't care what anyone else thought. Status among my friends was determined not by how popular you were, but by your music abilities or how much you could drink. Nevertheless, I kept my grades up and my parents never asked any questions. It wasn't until my senior year of high school that I finally had my first encounter with status. After getting into a good university, I noticed how people outside of my friend group started treating me very differently. No longer was I seen as this random metalhead, but as the kid who was going places. For the first time in my life, I had some status. And I'm not gonna lie, it felt great. But as soon as I entered college, everything changed. Those things that had once given me status were gone. No longer was I one of the smartest kids in my school. I was just average. Now status was determined based on what fraternity you joined and where you were going to work after you graduated. But this wasn't the last time that I had to learn a different status game. Following college, I worked at a litigation consulting firm where status was based on prestige, pay, and performance, like most corporate environments. And today, as a content creator, status is mostly determined by the size of your audience and how much you can keep their attention. No matter which environment I was in, I noticed that there was always a status game being played. Status in the eye of the beholder. My story illustrates how different communities value different things when it comes to conferring status. For example, if you're a competitive powerlifter, your status is determined by how much you can lift. Strength, and how many competitions you have won, competitiveness. If you're a VC, your status is determined by what companies you have invested in, network, and how well those companies have performed, money. I could go on, but you get my point. Status is relative to the context in which it's being evaluated. In other words, VCs don't care how much you can bench, and weightlifters don't care about your investment returns. Both groups have their own standards for judging members of their community, and they care much less about everything else. This is why you have to choose your status game wisely, because whatever status game you choose in life ultimately determines what you optimize for. Choose money and you'll end up working all the time. Choose beauty and you'll always want to look better. Choose fame and you'll constantly be seeking attention. Each of these choices has consequences too. Your pursuit of wealth could leave your personal relationships in shambles. Your pursuit of beauty could impact your mental and physical health. Your pursuit of fame could end up ruining your reputation. Whatever status game you decide to play, you have to ask yourself, are the benefits worth the costs? Get status or die trying. When it comes to the pursuit of status, the juice is usually worth the squeeze. Research on primates has shown that those at the top of a status hierarchy have a higher quality of life and experience far less stress than those near the bottom. It's good to be at the top. Well, at least most of the time. When a status hierarchy is stable, being at the top is great. But when it isn't, watch out. As Robert Sapolsky explained in Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, instability is hell for high-status individuals. Quote, suppose you keep the dominant system unstable by shifting the monkeys into new groups every month so that all the animals are perpetually in the tense, uncertain stage of figuring out where they stand with respect to everyone else. Under those circumstances, it's generally the animals precariously holding on to their places at the top of the shifting dominance hierarchy who do the most fighting and show the most behavioral and hormonal indices of stress. End quote. This research suggests that even after making it to the top, it's not always smooth sailing. So ask yourself, is it worth the time and effort to chase status only to face increased anxiety about losing that status in the future? I'm not so sure. What makes this issue even worse is that there's some research suggesting that those with higher status crave increased status even more than those with lower status. In other words, once you start to attain some status, you won't want to stop. I've noticed this in myself, despite not caring about the traditional markers of status, such as wealth, career success, popularity, etc., for most of my life. But I have found a way to fight back. Outsmarting the status game. Though the pursuit of status is a hard temptation to fight off, there is a simple way to prevent it from controlling you. Play multiple status games at once. Instead of linking your entire identity to a single status game, such as richest, smartest, etc., have multiple things going for you. In other words, diversify what brings you status. Robert Sapolsky touched on this idea in Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers when discussing how low-status individuals can feel high status from other avenues. Quote, so the lowly subordinate in the mailroom of the big corporation may, after hours, be deriving tremendous prestige and self-esteem from being the deacon of his church, or the captain of her weekend softball team, or maybe at the top of the class at adult extension school. End quote. There's no rule that states that you have to judge yourself by a singular dimension, even if society suggests otherwise. For example, I know I'm not the best computer programmer, and I'm not the best financial writer either. But if you take the combination of those two skills, I have a bit of an edge. It reminds me about what Scott Adams said about what it takes to have a great career. Quote, if you want something extraordinary, you have two paths. One, become the best at one specific thing. Or two, become very good, like top 25%, at two or more things. End quote. The same is true with status. You don't have to be the best at any one thing. But if you can get pretty good at a few things, you can avoid the pitfalls of trying to be number one and the status battles that go along with it. I know some of you will say, just ignore the status game altogether. But this is easier said than done. Like many other animals, we are biologically wired to respond to status. Ignorance is not the way out. The way out is building a solid foundation of status in multiple things. It's about becoming diversified in your life, not just your portfolio. You just listened to the post titled, Choose Your Status Game Wisely by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I've learned recently that status is a huge distraction. It's a social norm, and it would be hard for us practically to be completely above it. But I personally am working to see past it. In December, I completed something called the Hoffman Process, which I like to describe as a masterclass in authenticity. For 1 week, I, alongside 38 other people, went without our cell phones and laptops and were guided on a journey of self-discovery. We weren't allowed to talk about work, sports, or politics. We couldn't tell our classmates what we did for a living or who we were in the world. And then, on the last night, everyone stood in front of the room and revealed who they were. I was shocked. I have never stood beside so much wealth, fame, or status. I am so glad that I didn't know who any of these people were, because I would have been wildly intimidated. I wouldn't have been able to connect with them on such a deep level if I was distracted by their status. There was a man in my class, for example, that had just sold his company for $200 million. After spending a week with him, he wasn't a powerful CEO to me. He's the guy who I drank coffee with one morning, talking about love, life, and how the Beatles were the greatest band of all time. Now, by the time I found out who everyone was at the end of the week, I was so comfortable in my own skin that there wasn't any room for me to be intimidated. We got to know each other on a different planet. An alternative universe where status really didn't matter. And it was incredibly rewarding. That's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening every day and sharing the show with others. I'll be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.